The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. The Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show. If you listen to hour one first, I would say you did a good thing. If you're listening to this hour first, hey, shame on you. One comes before two. What are you thinking? I'm going to talk to John Zmirak, but if that's not crazy enough, I'm going to talk right now to Kevin McCullough. Many of us know him as Votestradamus. Hey, Votestradamus, can you tell us, Albin and I were talking, we're launching a campaign for this month for Christian Solidarity International. People always say, hey, what can I do? What can I do? Well, one thing you can do is give something to tremendous, tremendous causes. Christian Solidarity International, they're involved in so many things. What is your relationship with them? How do you know?
Let me tie together what we were discussing the last hour and with what we're going to discuss here, because when the discussion about critical race theory comes up, and it's coming up everywhere, it's in your school district, it's in your church, it's in your community, it may be in your home, you're having family members argue about this, you have parents arguing with kids, everyone is discussing this right now. One of the things I love to do, Eric, is to wink at them back and say, really? What have you done to bring about social justice? And I'll just let some time pass and a little pregnant pause just kind of sit there, because it's funny, for most of these suburban white women that are really the ones that are pushing CRT harder than anybody else in the country, there's like this gobsmacked look that comes over their face, and they don't know what to say. And they're like, well, what am I supposed to do? They think that by arguing about whether or not they come from racist white people, that they're doing something to actually help people of color, as they would like to call it today.
You can't say colored people.
So I didn't say that. People of color.
Colored people suddenly is a bad thing, even though it's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Now we're supposed to say people of color.
But I love to ask them that question and watch their brain kind of explode momentarily and not have anything to say back. And then I say, so you think that I'm fairly conservative, and you probably think I'm pretty narrow-minded in my view of the race issue, and probably disagree with you on a bunch of it. But what if I could show you something that we do and my listeners do that I'm confident you could do that would make a difference? And I get to tell them about the Slave Liberation Project in Sudan. And I actually literally turn these hate-oriented arguments into an opportunity to not only radically change their mind, but show them something that's being done. And we've talked about it on your show before, Eric, but here in the summertime, it is not any less important to remember that after the Sudanese Civil War came to an end, there were hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese Christian women and children that had been taken into slavery and that were being held captive in northern Sudan. And when the world powers that helped govern the end of the Sudanese Civil War decided to split it into two countries, they didn't do anything to address the plight of the slaves in northern Sudan.
And think about that. Think about what you just said. I want my audience to think how astonishing. There was a gruesome civil war in the Sudan. And when the powers that be were able to end it, they said, oh, as part of the deal, we're not going to do anything about the slaves. Ladies and gentlemen, slaves. In 2021, slaves. They're there today. We could do something about it. I mean, Kevin, it seems like this can't be happening today, but it's happening right now.
That's true. And while Christian Solidarity International from the very beginning was involved in their liberation and the abolition of slavery from the North, they have not been joined by any other people. In fact, it's just been everyday folks like you and I that have come alongside and said, hey, I'd like to help. I'd like to help. I'd like to help. And I know that in the last year, Eric, I believe between the combined radio shows, not just yours and mine, but other ones that band together to help, there were more than 1,000 slaves liberated. But that still leaves about 35,000 of the original 185,000 that were there still in captivity in the North. So this is a really simple program, people. It's not complicated at all. What you do is you make a gift to CSI. Christian Solidarity International. They have an operational kind of underground railroad, Arab retrievers, people that are not Christian, but that want to have a good relationship with the Christian Sudanese in the South. They go up into the North, they scout out where slaves are still being held. They engage the slave masters towards the liberation of those slaves. Once they have that liberation agreed upon, they are able to bring those slaves back to South Sudan, to their home. Many times they were taken as children. They've been gone for a decade or more. Sometimes they don't know where they came from. So there's a lot of kind of deconstructing that they have to do. They get to recuperate in a camp setting, a kind of a restoration retreat for a period of time. They get medical treatment. They get psychological treatment. There are other things that they're given. And then your gift for $250, and this is probably the biggest portion of the gift, gives them a new life. Now, what does it give them? It gives them a thing called the Bag of Hope. And inside this thing that's much larger than just a little sack, you've got tarps that they can create tenting and structures to live in. They've got tools to garden and to fish with. They've got the ability to have eating utensils, a Bible, blankets, other things that they need to just survive. They'll get a year's worth of sorghum grain that will keep them sustained for the coming year. They have another year's worth of seed for sorghum grain that they can plant and grow future crops of that. And then on top of all of that, they're given a she-goat that they can use to create micro-enterprise. They can
get a she-goat.
I mean,
I forgot that. So the money that we give to CSI, and by the way, folks, you can just go to metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com. Right at the top, you'll see the banner and all the information is there. But I didn't realize, Kevin, that you're getting somebody out of slavery, which, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even tell you. Think about that for a second. Your money can do that. But then it sets them up in life. They literally get a goat, which sounds funny to us, but imagine it changes the life of somebody in that world to have a goat to provide milk and cheese. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
Eric, you're talking about women that have been brutally raped, sexually assaulted, brutally beaten, brutally treated, emotionally spoken to, given long hours of work, nothing to eat but scraps that fall off the table. They don't even own more than usually one change of clothes of any sort. And then to receive this gift called the Bag of Hope, which has got to be the biggest single gift they've ever received in their life, it blows them away. They can't believe it. They need some time to actually kind of take it in because they're like, how can this just be for me? But the beautiful thing about this is that it really does give them that launch pad to start their life back in their village where they came from. Now, let me just talk to you about that for a second, because once they've had their time of recovery, CSI sees to it that they get as close to where they originally grew up or knew people or what their village was to begin with as possible. And when they come home, the whole village, the pastor of the church, the leaders of the village, they come out, they throw this celebration. It is like the prodigal son on steroids when the lost slave returns home to its home people, its tribe, its hometown. There is celebration. They have a feast that goes on for days. They give thanks to God. These people are Christians. They're our brothers and sisters, and they are so rejoicing at the sight of their loved one that they believed they would never see again. And that's what your gift provides. Not only liberation from a negative life, liberation from an evil existence that has continually exploited them, but they are given a ticket to new life and a life of love and fellowship and a true engagement with people that have their very best at heart. It is unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere else. And I will advocate for them until God takes the breath from my lungs, because I so believe in what they're doing.
Folks, go to metaxastalk.com. This past weekend, I was with my brother-in-law, Drew Mearns. He said to me that he and his family, they went on a mission trip about 15 years ago in Africa. And when he was leaving, he gave $40 to this young guy, high school student, just as a parting gift. He says that $40 he found out, which is nothing to us, changed that family forever. they were able to buy a goat, and he says it just made them completely have different stature, and yep. and they were like, and folks, do you understand what a little bit you give can totally, totally change lives? I want people to know that, to hear it, be encouraged. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give whatever you can. We need it. We need to do this. We need to give to people that are struggling. Kevin, my friend, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, out of the frying pan, into the fire with our friend John, the Situation Zmirak. John, welcome.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
I'm all hopped up. I'm crazy because I got knocked off of YouTube permanently, the whole thing. People don't realize, like, this is a huge financial hit. Yeah. But you know what? It's because we're over the target. We even took down everything that we thought might offend them in the Communist Party, and they still knocked us off totally. They didn't just take us off for 2 weeks or something. So it's an extraordinary thing. We're living through strange times, John, but yeah. It's good to be in the foxhole with folks like you.
Well, now I think Americans are really finally getting a flavor of something that we may have read about in the abstract during the Cold War. We might have read about what it was like when the Soviets in 1948 imposed communism in Czechoslovakia and in Poland and in Hungary. They did it somewhat gradually and bureaucratically. It wasn't like South Vietnam, where the communists marched in and just started shooting people and rounding them up and putting them in re-education camps. It was the screws tightening, the doors closing, the little notes from various authorities informing you that you no longer live up to the norms. Something quite similar happened in 1933, when within a few months of a coalition government coming to power, where the Nazis were not even a majority in the cabinet, and the conservatives who brought them in, especially the von Papen, they had said, oh, we can control these people. Don't worry about the radicals. They're a little excited, but, you know, they just want social change. They just want to increase social justice. You know, we've got them under control. Well, pretty soon the universities were being purged, first of Jews, then of any opponents of the Nazis. My first book was written on Wilhelm Röpke, R-O-P-K-E. He was the first professor fired by the Nazis for his ideas, the very first one. And he had to flee to Turkey and then to Switzerland. And, you know, within 20 years, the Christian Democratic Movement, which had grown up on his books smuggled in from Switzerland into Germany, the Christian Democrats were the ruling party in Germany, and the Nazis were in perpetual disgrace. Totalitarianism is strong, but it's also brittle. And when it breaks hard. And what we see now is the left, the multiculturalist, anti-racist, as they call it, that's just a brand name, the woke left is having its totalitarian moment. There are no breaks. There are no restraints, no sense of decency, no room for forgiveness or compromise or tolerance. They are whipping up witch trials and looking for just destroying people one after another, innocent, guilty, it doesn't matter. It's a hysterical frenzy, and they will pay the price for it. The backlash is coming. We're seeing vote counts happen in Arizona and Georgia, which are telling us what really happened in 2020. We've got Mark Stein revealing the fact that there are political prisoners. People who just showed up on January 6th were marching in a peaceful demonstration. They came near the Capitol. The Capitol Police waved them in. It was a day open to the public. So they went in, and then they got arrested, and some of them are still in solitary confinement 5 months, now 6 months later.
Can we even believe that what you're saying is true? This is just an astonishing thing. I think this is the moment when Americans woke up. Those of us who have been in various levels of sleeping are waking up and seeing, and I count myself in that group. In other words, there are things that happen day by day that astonish me and make me realize, okay, Eric, it is this bad. It's worse. There are a lot of people around the country who are, they're getting the memo. The fact that people are in prison for what happened on January 6th is evil. It is evil, folks. We have a government that we know is no longer we the people. Our government has been taken over by dark forces who don't believe in the American founders' vision. They have a different view, and we are in some kind of a civil war. I don't know how else to perceive it.
Yeah, I say that Jake Gardner, who was goaded and prosecuted to suicide in Omaha, Nebraska, for defending his store against looters during the riots. Jake Gardner, God rest his soul. He was the first casualty in that civil war. Ashley Babbitt, shot down even though she was a nonviolent, peaceful protester in the U.S. Capitol. Nothing, the policeman wasn't prosecuted. She was another of the casualties, maybe the second. Kyle Rittenhouse is still awaiting trial for first-degree murder for defending himself against a mob that tried to lynch him. And we have video of someone shooting at him, video of someone swinging a skateboard at Kyle Rittenhouse while he lies prone on the ground. He used a legally obtained rifle to defend himself, and he's on trial for first-degree murder. We now know, we're finding out that the conspiracy theory about the Chinese lab and the Wuhan flu of COVID, in fact, it probably did originate in that Chinese lab. Now we're seeing the fake vote counts overturned in various states. We now know that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russian disinformation, even though they lined up 70 members of the deep state to say so, to lie to the public, just long enough for that to give coverage to the cover to the news media so they could refuse to report on Hunter Biden acting as a middleman between Chinese communist spies and the Joe Biden crime family syndicate. We're seeing the truth. There is still enough room on places like Rumble and places like Gab and places like Parler to get the truth out to some people. But they are turning the screws. The fact that they kicked you off of YouTube, it's insane. But hey, it was insane when they outlawed the Catholic Center Party in Germany. It was insane when they outlawed the Social Democrats. We have seen this before. American exceptionalism does not mean exemptionalism. We are not exempt from evil. We're not exempt from the tragedies of history. Remember, Ronald Reagan said, we're always just one generation away from losing our freedom, from throwing it away. And certainly with this COVID virus, people were throwing it away with both hands, dumping it into rivers, just begging the government, please, please keep us safe. Keep us safe. We don't believe our lives have any meaning, but we figure we can replace quality with quantity. We want to live hundreds of mediocre years. There are a lot of episodes of Law and Order we haven't seen.
You've got to stop, John. I think your great learning has made you mad. Listen, you know, even my church in New York City issued a thing recently that if you haven't been vaccinated, you have to wear a mask in the service. And I thought, I can't go to a church that, I mean, you know, the pastor and the folks, they're wonderful, wonderful. But we have to stand up against the madness. And honestly, the idea that somebody should get a vaccine, every day I hear more negative things about the vaccine from every angle. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, why would you get a vaccine when you keep hearing endless curious information about it? In other words, okay, maybe you can get it and everything's fine, but why would you allow a medical procedure to happen unless you just have to? I mean, if you know you're dying of cancer and you've got 2 months to live and they say, well, you've got some experimental thing, it might kill you in 1 month, but will you want to try it? Most people be like, yes, I got nothing to lose. Here, you have almost everything to lose. And yet we are in a culture where a lot of people are still sleepwalking. They're going to say, oh, we're going to go with the CDC guidelines. We're going to do with whatever they tell. We're not going to talk about the election being stolen. We're not going to talk. And I think, folks, you're going to have to wake up sooner or later. I'd like you to wake up on this side of the prison bars. Wake up before it's too late.
Well, if I knew the vaccine was 100% safe and 100% effective, and I were in a high-risk category for dying of COVID, I still wouldn't take the vaccine because it's made out of aborted babies. Aborted babies are used either in the development or the testing of every vaccine that's currently on the market. I don't want that on my conscience. I'd rather wear a mask that has a little fetus on it that said, I lived because he wouldn't take the vaccine. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. And the fact that the Vatican, the leadership of my own church, has 100% thrown in with the globalist elite in trying to impose this on people and has said, there is no ethical issue. Don't worry about it. Move along. Nothing to see here. There absolutely is an ethical issue. Every vaccine was developed directly using cells cloned from aborted babies, intentionally aborted babies, or tested on them. But you know what the vaccine wasn't tested on? Animals. Because the animal rights groups were powerful enough to say, we want a cruelty-free vaccine. But somehow a billion Christians worldwide couldn't find a single company to make it without dead babies. I don't want the dead baby vaccine, and I don't think any of you people should take it either. And I want to be, if I have to be the last person on earth saying that, I'm willing to do that. But there are people who want to make the vaccine into a religion. There are schools in Canada, and there are probably schools in America.
This is what we call a cliffhanger in show business. Okay. We'll be right back with John Zmirak. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their healthcare, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true healthcare, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, talking to John Zmirak. John, you were just telling us about some people in Canada doing what?
The report of it being implemented in Canada, but it's a global initiative. It's called the Global Vaccine Palm Project. Google it, people, while Google is still will still let you on. Global Vaccine Palm Project. And it's public school teachers encouraging or assigning their students to write poems that sound like prayers to the vaccine, because the vaccine will save us. The vaccine will redeem us. It will heal us. It will make us whole. It is a messianic thing. And I will read, let me read you one of the poems that has been, that was being touted on Canadian radio as like a masterpiece to the vaccine. This is by a kid, a poor kid who's been locked out of school and locked at home. He's been a victim of these useless, counterproductive lockdowns that were a huge social experiment. So this little kid, finally allowed to see his friends again, finally allowed out of the house without a mask, he writes this at his teacher's encouragement. Save us, dear vaccine. Take us seriously. We had plans. We were going places. Children in kindergarten. So many voices in chorus. Give us our world again. Tiny gleaming vials enter our cities and towns, shining your light. Restore us to each other. We liked our lives. Maybe we didn't thank them enough, being able to cross streets with people we didn't know, pressing elevator buttons, smiling at strangers, standing in line to pay. We liked standing in line more than we pretended. It's a quick prick in your arm. You'll barely notice it. It's the gas in the car getting us going again. It's the turn in the road. Face-to-face conversation someday soon? It's the hug forever. It's the hug. Vaccine, please make the air clean. We went to yoga classes, deep collective breathing in small rooms in cities where we didn't even live. How brave we were. Vaccine, please restore our lives. Believe they were beautiful.
All hail Fauci.
Have you ever prayed to Jesus that fulsomely? Maybe once or twice.
I was going to say, I'm going to take a few tips from that crummy poem to double down and praying to the actual God. You know, it's so funny because that sounds like a poem to the great leader in North Korea.
Yeah,
it sounds like a poem to Mao or to Hitler.
Or it sounds like Saint Therese of Lisieux talking to Jesus. And by the way, the Jesus connection is stronger. There are researchers making the vaccine in the shape and color, the exact replica of communion hosts. Those little thin communion hosts that we give out in Catholic. And
I don't really understand. What are you talking about?
They are, instead of a shot, they are finding a way to make the vaccine so you can lay it on your tongue. And it looks exactly like a communion host.
Where are you reading this?
LifeSiteNews.com.
This is so sick.
So in case you weren't worshiping the vaccine as in a needle, you can get it in a host. And I wonder if people are going to kneel when they receive the host. Will they receive it in their hand or on the tongue? Can you touch the sacred vaccine with your hands, or is that disrespectful?
And make sure you have a properly ordained satanic priest.
I mean, this is like a bad novel. If I had written a novel in 1992 that a virus would come out of communist China that they would dump on the world while locking down travel there, that the American Democratic Party would say, no, you can't keep the Chinese out. You got to let them fly all over the place. Then they would lock down the economy in order to crash it so that they could steal an election. And then they would make a vaccine out of dead babies. Most of the churches would approve of it. And then they would have you praying to it and delivering it in communion hosts. I myself would have thrown out that garbage apocalyptic novel as this is ludicrous. Nobody's going to publish this. I would have had to publish it myself and sell it at gun shows.
It is truly astonishing, folks. It is John, you know, you're right when you say that everything we've gone through in the last year and a half, it is totally out of one of these apocalyptic novels. I mean, it really is.
Except it's worse than they are. I mean, I've read some of those. I wrote two of them that were terrible, but they weren't as bad as this.
I just want to say, though, to get serious for a moment, when you're referring to COVID or whatever people want to call it, the term that the CDC recommends is Kung Flu Pandademic. Kung Flu Pandademic. If you want to go according to the guidelines, folks, you got to take this seriously. Kung Flu Pandemic. Please make a note of it. John.
I like what the Epoch Times calls it. The Epoch Times is now my paper of records. One of the only media I trust. That, The Stream, and American Greatness. The Epoch Times calls it the CCP virus, the Chinese Communist Party virus.
Right.
And I like that because it's not ethnic. It's not national. It refers to the evil organization, the Chinese Communist Party, that intentionally unleashed it on the world. I wrote a piece at stream.org, where I write 5 days a week, a year ago, saying, was COVID the Chinese Pearl Harbor? And I want to remind people that China locked down all travel in the country back in February 2020. At the same time, it allowed flights all around the world out of Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, for months until the countries finally said, no, you can't fly in here. Donald Trump locked down travel from China. Joe Biden denounced that as racist.
You know, it is amazing that all of this is true, but we don't have a media journalist willing to simply say what's going on. It's astonishing. That's why more and more people are tuning in, for example, to this show, Praise the Lord, because we're going to keep it straight, folks. We'll be right back talking to John Zmirak. Don't go away. Zmirak with a Z. I'm talking to John Zmirak with a Z. John, you were going to say something about my Rumble channel. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I learned a couple weeks ago that in order to try to maybe walk through the YouTube minefield, you guys had stopped putting my videos on your YouTube channel because they were too radioactive. And now
too much truth, my friend.
Yeah.
Too much truth. Truth is dangerous. It's a dangerous thing.
It needs to be rationed. And they have decided that Facebook and Google and the Chinese Communist Party and Pope Francis are going to gather together. They have a small committee. They call it Hydra. And it meets in an abandoned salt mine in Switzerland every year on the Marquis de Sade's birthday. And it plans out what you and I are going to be allowed, how much truth we will be administered every day. And it will be a little fake communion host that also contain the aborted baby virus. So aborted baby vaccine. So soon the Brave New World will be in place. Yeah. And anyway.
Well, no, but you know, seriously.
Rumble. You have a Rumble channel. Everyone should stop using YouTube except to watch funny videos.
Yeah.
And they should switch to Rumble, where they'll actually get some truth.
Well, you know what? I tell people the easiest thing to do, and I'm begging people at this point, folks, go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We will send you every video. You'll get it all lined up. You can pick the ones you want to watch. Tell your friends, because we want to get the information out. But, you know, John, this is the point, is that we said, okay, we'll play nice. You don't want us to put on anything that talks about, you know, all the exciting stuff. So, all right, we won't post that on YouTube. Nonetheless, they went and found old videos or something to find something they didn't like. So we did everything we could. to play patty cake with Satan. And evidently, Satan doesn't play nice, even when you're trying to play nice. So we are now on Rumble, but we're going to get our stuff out. And I want to say to my audience, folks, you have an assignment. As you know, you've got a lot of assignments. The standing assignment is to print out everything John writes at stream.org. But also now to share our videos. And do me a favor. I know there's somebody out there. If you have access to an email list, ask people if they want to sign up at ericmetaxas.com for this newsletter, because the videos we're sending out, honestly, it's not just John Zmierich. We've got a lot of people every week that are saying things you're not hearing anyplace else. So we want you to get that information. If you don't like it, you can delete it. But honestly, I hope people will go to ericmetaxas.com finally, now that we're off of YouTube.
I think the death knell for your YouTube presence was probably when you had Jack Maxey on, talking about the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop and telling people how they can download it for themselves. I have the whole Hunter Biden laptop on my hard drive, and I'm giving it to my friends a piece at a time on thumb drives. This is how the truth is going to be, like Samizdat in the Soviet.
Like Solzhenitsyn. What the heck?
Let's remind people, Solzhenitsyn's novels, because the Soviet Union made sure it controlled every Xerox machine in the country, so that you could not disseminate truth. That is what the left is doing here. They're taking all the Xerox machines, all the social media, that's our new version of the Xerox machine, and taking control of them. So people used to meticulously retype hundreds of pages of dissident literature. Just type it over again so you'd have one more copy. Or maybe they had carbon paper so you could have two more copies. That's what we're being reduced to now. We're now in the situation of the Soviet dissidents in the 1970s. I'm not going to say the 1930s. We're not being sent to gulag camps and shot in the back of the head. We are being silenced. We're losing jobs. We're losing income. We're getting disinvited, getting canceled. People are losing careers. And a few people like Ashley Babbitt and Jake Gardner have lost their lives. Kyle Rittenhouse might lose his freedom. How much of this are we going to take? And how much are we going to stand by and pretend to take seriously the left and its mindless slogans? Right now, they're going to use the word racist. They're going to use the charge of racism. They're going to use it until it falls apart. They're printing it like money in Weimar Germany. Everything is racist. Well, I want to encourage that. If you're having a bad day, you have got a racist headache. If there's a hailstorm that cracks your windshield, that was racism. Institutionalized racism is cancer. It's entropy. It's the weak nuclear force. It's everything so that it's nothing. We need to laugh at the prophets of Baal. Mock them. Mock their false gods. I'm serious, people. Start calling everything racist with a straight face. And then you can crack up.
So people say, like, okay, that car comes in a number of colors. Which one would you like? You say, well, do you have a racist color?
Do you have any non-racist colors? Those colors seem racist to me because they use the national colors in the national flags of cultures I don't belong to. A red car is culturally appropriating China.
Yes.
Keep doing it, people.
And of course, what flavor of ice cream would you want? Well, you're going to
have
to prove to me that one of these is a non-racist flavor. I see you've got vanilla here. That's not very good.
Vanilla is the only one you and I are allowed to have, Eric. Maybe you could get like a slightly darker color because you're Mediterranean. So maybe you could get lemon, but I have to have vanilla.
Well, you know why, John? Because honestly, it would be cultural appropriation.
That's right.
If you were to have anything with any color whiter than off-white. Yes, I'm glad that the world has finally gone insane. It's amazing. I just want to remind people again, Kung Flu Pandemic. The CDC is being very strong about this. If you don't use Kung Flu Pandemic, you're a racist.
You'll be canceled.
I hear music. Is it the dogs? Who turned on the boombox? Oh, there we go.
You could hear my cell phone in the background, and the ringtone is my beagle, Franz Josef, who I had through 2014, the one who had arthritis, and I used to get him Rolfing massage, which actually healed him of arthritis. It was a kind of miracle. He actually got off pain medication, was able to walk normally. By the way, some great news, a bill in Texas that I lobbied for requiring that if people tie their dogs up outside, that they have to provide them with shade and water. Believe it or not, that was not required in Texas. We're just now passing it. So there's a great group, the Texas Humane Legislation Network, that I worked with a little way. There's a little piece of good news out of Texas. It only has to do with dogs, but that's what I care about.
Well, it's a start, John. It's a start. I didn't know that you were an animal rights Nazi, and I love you for that. Folks, we're just trying to confuse you so you're forced to pay attention. John Zmierich, my friend, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no young. Your pain and your.
Folks, we forgot to mention a couple of things. You get talking to Zmierich and McCullough. We forgot to mention, if you're interested in, watching a film with your family, that's something you'd want to watch with them. We recommend going to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Why? Because at salemnow.com, there's a raft of stuff you can check out. But right now, we want to highlight this for Father's Day. It's a film called The Streets Were My Father. They're doing a Father's Day release. So write this down, because this is, it's so beautiful. I have to say, the whole title is The Streets Were My Father, a story of hopelessness and redemption. Lee Habib, we've had him on this program many times. He's the executive producer and the host of Our American Stories. Honestly, I can actually read the description. It says it features the stories of three inner city Chicago men, one African-American and two Hispanic men, and their journey from fatherlessness to gangs and from prison to encounters with prison ministry programs that set each of them on the road to redemption and a life as productive members of society. You know, when we talk about everything that's going wrong in the world, I want to remind everybody, at the core of it, Jesus is the answer, folks. God is real. And, you know, you don't need to be a Christian. You don't need to be. I'm just telling you, if you've got problems, you need to understand where you're going to find real hope, not a Band-Aid, but real hope. And a film like this sometimes can tell it in a way that, you couldn't tell yourself. So it's a beautiful thing. I recommend it very highly. It's called The Streets Were My Father, salemnow.com. There's a bunch of great stuff at salemnow.com. And Alvin, I think people should use the code Eric even there. Am I making this up?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it applies. Sometimes it applies, sometimes it doesn't. Just use it everywhere you go. But yes, use the code Eric even
there. But I mean, seriously, like you're supposed to use it at salemnow.com. I just don't know what the deal is, but it doesn't matter. And speaking of the code Eric, Nutramedics.com, we're going to have our friend Tim Eaton back on this program, if not this week, then next week, because we had him on the last time and he talked about all these miracle stories. And I just thought we've got to continue the conversation. This is the guy behind Nutramedics.com. And it really is amazing that God's hand is in his life and is using him amazingly, not just to create these great products that are helping a lot of people, but the fact of the matter is that we are actually able to help missions, to help ministries that are, you know, really, really, they're doing great things. And when you give to Nutramedics, when you buy products at Nutramedics, son of a gun, they give 50% of their profits to help missions organizations. So I love that. And I'm just going to say that go to Nutramedics.com and use the code Eric for 20% off. They've got a lot of great products there. I'm using them now every day and giving them to everybody I know. So I want to recommend that. Alvin, are we forgetting anything?
We are forgetting CSI. Now, that's
incredible. Oh my gosh. See? Okay, folks, please. We're doing it again. We did it last year to get somebody out of slavery in the Sudan. Folks, go to our website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for CSI. This is crazy stuff. Lives are being changed. We did this a number of months ago, and it was very successful. Literally, people are being bought out of slavery,
yes,
and being set up in amazing lives. They never dreamt they would be bought out of slavery, that somebody cares enough to give money. So go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't care what they-